Ukraine Thursday as Ukrainian officials confirmed that Russia launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks on the country. A spokesperson for the state emergency service said 11 people were killed during the strikes and another 11 wounded. Local officials in the capital of Kyiv said that 15 cruise missiles were shot down. Germany's defense minister has said Ukrainian troops will be trained to use advanced Western-supplied tanks within days. He said it will happen at a training site in Germany by the end of January. Responding to a reporter's question, he said he expects the tanks themselves to arrive in Ukraine soon. Thursday, the U.S. Department of the Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control took additional actions to degrade the Russian Federation's capacity to wage war against Ukraine by sanctioning 8 individuals and 16 entities and 4 aircraft. More from VOA's Steve Miller.
The Treasury Department also designated Russia's Wagner Group as a significant transnational criminal organization. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said in a statement, quote, "Today's expanded sanctions on Wagner, as well as new sanctions on their associates and other companies enabling the Russian military complex, will further impede Putin's ability to arm and equip his war machine." Thursday's actions, concurrent with additional sanctions by the Department of State, targets the infrastructure that supports battlefield operations in Ukraine, including producers of Russia's weapons and those administering Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine. Steve Miller, VOA News.
If you'd like to know more about this or any of the stories we're covering today, please visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Top Chinese, Russian, and American officials are scrambling this month to visit nations in Africa, the world's fastest-growing continent. Several U.S. officials are in Africa, walking a fine line between their desire for Africa's support against Russian aggression and Chinese ambitions, and their promise to do work that benefits the continent. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Top Chinese, Russian, and American officials have in past weeks flocked to Africa in what they say is a quest to build deeper partnerships. President Joe Biden said last month that he, too, plans to visit this year. Washington says this is not about countering Russian and Chinese ambitions, but about building meaningful relationships in areas such as business, health, and peace and security. But the continent's top diplomat says Africa, which was brutally colonized by European powers for centuries, is no one's pawn. And he added, China understands that. Moussafaki Mohamed is chairman of the African Union Commission.
Africa refuses to be seen as an arena for influence struggles. We are open to a cooperation and partnership with everyone, as long as they respect our principles, our priorities, and our interests. The partnership we have with China is built on this principle.
So, Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Iran has increased oil sales to China as the United States strives to deny both Tehran and Moscow, two major oil producers, revenues from oil exports. I am Akmal Dawi. My story and more can be found later on our website, voanews.com.
Thousands of Australians marked the country's National Day celebrations on Thursday with rallies in support of Indigenous people, many of whom describe the anniversary of the day a British fleet sailed into Sydney Harbor as Invasion Day. This year's holiday comes as Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's centre-left Labor Party government plans a referendum on recognizing Indigenous people in the Constitution and requiring consultation with them on decisions that affect their lives, called the Voice to Parliament. Many Indigenous Australians, however, are not supportive of the move, feeling that they are still not being listened to. Tens of thousands of people endured a winter chill and mist on Thursday as they gathered to watch a parade in the Indian capital, showcasing the country's defense capability and cultural heritage on a newly revamped ceremonial boulevard. From Washington via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
It's VOA 1.